When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi guys, welcome back to
Every Blonde Needs a Brunette,
brought to you by
your favourite blonde and brunette duo. I'm Grace Shadrack, the blonde.
I'm Grace Foley, the brunette.
And this podcast is us spilling all the tea, all the gossip
on our trips to major fashion capitals this year.
The secrets that are too hot for us to spill on YouTube.
They're coming on this podcast.
So get ready.
Hey!
Hi! Welcome back.
We are back.
Happy Monday. Welcome back.
Hope
to Every
you're
Blondie's
all having a delicious Monday.
Hope it's good. We've had a good. Is it saying actually Monday?
It's Tuesday. Similar vibes.
Do you know what? Whatever. We've had a good day today.
I feel like Tuesday is actually probably the worst day of the week, if we're honest.
Do you think?
I think Monday's like a fresh start. And then Tuesday is like,
it's boring.
At least Wednesday, you're halfway through the week. Thursday's like, okay, it's nearly Friday. And then Friday's Friday.
And then Saturday's shit, because Saturday you get on Love Island.
Yeah, Saturday's shit is
Friday. Unseen
then Sunday's shit, because tomorrow's Monday. But actually, really, Monday's not that bad.
Not for us, because we don't really do anything.
And not for you, because you're listening to this.
Good one, Grace. We've had such a fun day today, guys. We got back from the south of France.
And
when?
We got back only a couple days ago.
Yeah, literally Friday. Today's Tuesday.
Wow, we've not even been. That just shows you, like, when you go away and then you come home, life just
you forget
you ever went away. It does feel like you never.
Feels like it was ages ago.
And we was there for 2 weeks, and now it just feels like it's just a memory.
Yeah, literally.
We've had such a nice day. We went and saw the Tiffany's exhibition
at the Saatchi Gallery.
Because our management is Saatchi. Very proud.
You guys don't know. It was so cool, guys. They had the necklace that Lady Gaga and Beyonce have worn.
They had Audrey Hepburn's dress.
Do you think that was actually the dress? It was a really good
They would have said replica, like when we went to the ABBA Museum, they just said replicas.
Yeah.
But that was like...
It was in such a good condition,
I guess
though.
She only probably wore it once or twice.
True.
To shoot the scenes.
True. It was so cool, guys. If you're in like the Chelsea area, you have to go and see
it's
it.
It's amazing.
It's so cool.
And they have all these like... engagement rings and
guys
like,
we tried on an engagement ring.
Oh, real life. Apparently it's bad luck. I didn't even know it was bad luck.
Who says?
The girl and Georgie, they both said
well,
the lady that we tried
we've got like 10 years till we're ever gonna get engaged, so
I mean maybe our first engagement will fail.
Wait, how old are we now? 29.
I want
to be engaged by
what
then.
Age do you want to get married?
Well, I don't even know if I want to get married.
You know what, I would like to be engaged at 29.
You always know. I think you're gonna get engaged at like,
yeah, because I think I'm so fucked.
You'll say yes.
I think I'll marry my first boyfriend.
Yeah, 100%. But
I think
it's so obsessed.
But I think it will take me a long time
to find that
one boyfriend. So I think I could meet him at 22.
Grace,
and then marry
I get
him.
So obsessed with people, don't you?
Yeah, but then it's not really in your control if you get engaged. It's
true.
About them being obsessed
unless you
with you.
Propose.
You could switch the gender roles. No, I want to be proposed to.
Same. What would be your dream? This has like nothing to do with the podcast, but what would be your dream proposal?
My dream proposal would be either somewhere like really sentimental to us as a relationship. So like
right.
Our first trip, or like even say we met in like, say I envision myself living in Paris or London when I'm at the time of getting engaged. So even like a street in Paris where like
you first met,
we had our first kiss or something.
Yeah,
you know, it's like sentimental. Like it doesn't have to be in like a hot country or like in somewhere new on a trip. But I think sometimes if it's spontaneous where you're living,
that's cute.
I wouldn't want it in my house though. That's...
See, my dream would be in a hotel room.
Would it?
My worst nightmare would be a public proposal. I can do. I don't like that. I find it really embarrassing.
I think a quiet street would be nice. A quiet street on a walk back from a lovely dinner. That's. I think that's nice.
See, my dream would be like they got me a really nice like penthouse suite. Somewhere, a really nice hotel with a view of the Eiffel Tower. They've made me dinner, we're sat on our balcony, and then like a violinist comes out and they propose on the balcony.
But at that point, do you not think you would know?
Not if they treat me right. I mean, if that's my usual.
Yeah, if that's your usual treatment.
I feel like you always like, you have a feeling if you're going to get engaged. Like 100% Molly Mae thought she was going to get engaged in New York. I mean, we all did.
But then I just think they've not been together long enough.
No, but she wants that ring.
I think, and they're young as well. That ring. I think give it, maybe this winter.
I don't know. That's going to be so fucking exciting because they'll come to me, like, say your boyfriend wants to, they'll come to me and be like, I think...
Do you think she'll like this ring?
They better ask for permission.
Can I have a hand in marriage?
Like, can I propose to Grace?
Oh my God, it's like you're the dad.
Wait, this is a really weird question, but just go with it. If we were dating and you had to propose to me, what would you do?
You just told me your dream proposal.
No, you've got to think of your
own. So it has to be creative.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if we were dating, how would you propose to me?
I think I would do it in Skiathos.
Oh, we love Skiathos.
I'd have, like...
An ABBA
I'd have some sort of ABBA. Like an ABBA pianist.
Yes.
Pianist.
Yeah, like Chiquitita. And the ring. 100%. We'd do it in Skiathos, and then we'd get married in. Guys, this is we're gonna. The episode today is actually about the Amalfi Coast, but there is a church in Sorrento. We both love.
We would get married in Sorrento.
So it'd be such easier.
And then get the boat across to Capri for your honeymoon.
Yes.
It's a shame we're not a couple.
It's a shame. What a damn right shame.
Seems an awful waste. Seems a damn right shame.
There was a period of time where we literally said that. I think it was in Paris. Like every single day we would do that sound.
Seems a damn right shame. No, it was Milan. There'd be like a bit of bread left. And we'd be like, seems an awful waste. And the rules don't apply. Not in East London.
I hope you guys know that.
We're going to sound mental.
If you're not from London, you won't know.
Or if you just don't spend your whole life on TikTok, you won't know.
I wonder if any of you listening aren't from England. When we did our first ever episode, which was titled Icky Aussies, apparently a lot of
loads of Australians watched
it. Which is kind of awkward.
Does that mean they've searched Icky Australian?
Guys, we still haven't actually heard from most Australians. Well, I thought we would have.
We went back to Barcelona and we thought we might run into them, but we didn't.
But I will say,
luckily they was on a trip.
One of the Icky Aussie liked all my pictures.
And yours.
Didn't he like one of your Barcelona ones?
Oh, yeah. I think also we have a mutual... Basically, we met this guy.
Oh!
How funny is this?
If you don't follow us on Instagram, we went to Barcelona with two of our other friends. Just a
girls' trip.
A little girls' trip. And we've already been, if you've not watched the first episode, which you should.
Yeah, because they're probably the most dramatic episodes, to be honest. Like, they're the most juicy. But basically, we met this guy who sold us a pool party. And it turns out he works for the same company as, is it Darren?
I think so. The main Icky Aussie. So we were like stalking his Instagram. We were like, oh
my God, they know each other.
They know each other. And then
so they're mutual followers.
They were in the same announcement post.
Yeah, Darren and this new guy that sold us a pool
that we,
party
that we follow
on the beach.
So this Icky Aussie is going to see we follow him.
Yeah, we've got mutuals.
And be like, hold on. How's that happen?
Stealing my girls.
Stealing my gal.
It's
so awkward.
But luckily they weren't in, I don't think they were.
We
checked because we were like, we cannot run into them.
Because I feel like Barcelona is quite small, like.
Especially like the clubs, there's like one strip club.
Them.
Do you think?
I don't know what would have happened. I wonder if they would have been like, oh, we watched your podcast.
I would have run away.
I would have waved from afar and then walked off.
Like, I think if we walked past them in the street, we would have just like laughed. We would have been like,
no, see, I think they pretend not to know us and we pretend not to know them. You know, one of those ones you like pretend you don't really see them.
And then I would like try not to laugh, but I would literally laugh at like, I'd be like,
yeah. And they usually look really odd.
Yeah.
Icons
only.
I mean, they kind of started the podcast, so.
They did. We have them to thank. They gave us a story, they gave you guys a story, so.
And one of the best stories.
We look back on Darren and Gary and we don't frown, we smile. This we've really gone off on a tangent.
I know, about weddings.
About Darren.
All starting from talking about the Tiffany's exhibition we went to.
But anyway, guys, go to the Tiffany's thing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's in Chelsea as well, so you can really make a lovely day of it.
Go to Peggy's, get some cake.
Go to Partridge's. Oh, the best croissant I've ever had in my life. Go to Partridge's in the morning and get yourself a croissant. It was warm, it was full of raspberry jam, and it was delicious.
I love Partridge's. If you've never been, they do like American candy for like really well priced.
They do all sorts of foods. They do like, sorry, we need to stop talking about food.
We always get told we talk about food too much.
We just love food.
We can't help it, and that is why we went to the Amalfi Coast.
Good one.
Thank you.
Tying that in.
Thank you.
And as you can imagine, the Amalfi Coast was just full of amazing foods, but it was also full of amazing sights. It was full of sun, fun, and yeah.
I was going to say, and hot boys, but...
You know what? It was sure mainly couples.
Not sure about that one.
There was not very many...
Hotties.
Oh, wait, we do have a story.
We do.
But I don't know if we can say this...
We can say generally, but that was in Capri. So after the break, we're going to be running through our trip. Okay, so the Amalfi Coast we did for a week. Oh no, more than a week. It was like 10 days.
10 days? 9 nights? 10 days? Yeah.
And it all started in Sorrento.
But I think that was a perfect amount of time to go.
Same.
Because I think it's very hilly. It's obviously a relaxing holiday, but there's a lot going on.
Yeah,
it's quite full on.
Hills.
Especially because we travelled around, like, we didn't stay in one place for more than 4 nights. Was it 3 nights, actually?
We had to get ferries, we had to get
also
taxis.
It was giving young Donna, Mamma Mia Summer,
but
running around, getting on boats. Mine was broken.
Yeah.
Can I just say, my suitcase, the wheel was falling off, because one of my suitcases broke, you know, the cream one with the brown stripes that I always do Instagram posts with. One of them broke and I emailed the company and they sent me a new one. But of course, because I'm the biggest idiot in the world, like I'm literally the dumbest bitch alive, I packed and brought the broken suitcase even though I got sent a fresh one.
Typical.
So, I mean, that just shows you me, to be honest. Like, that is just the sort of thing I do.
So we started in Sorrento. Honestly, I didn't have that high of expectation for Sorrento.
I don't know why. I think everyone that goes to the Amalfi Coast, you just think
Positano.
But did you know Sorrento isn't actually on the Amalfi Coast?
What?
It is on the Sorrentina Coast, but it's like very close to, like, you know, all the places you can get boats across and stuff, as we did. But it's not actually on the Amalfi Coast. It's on a different coast.
I did not know that.
But it's basically the same thing. It's very close. And you can get boats. Everyone basically says Sorrento is the best place to stay and then just do boat trips. Because we're difficult, we were like, no. We're going to do a young Donna Mamma Mia Summer. We're going to go and stay at all of the places.
We wanted to experience the Amalfi Coast, but you don't really experience it if you're just staying in one place.
If you're staying in Sorrento and just doing day trips, you don't really get to experience the nights. You don't really get
the nightlife.
Yeah,
I'm glad we did it, but it was a lot of stress.
It was stressful, and at least now we know, obviously I'd love to go back, but at least now we know the places we would stay. So, like, if we were going to go back, we'd definitely stay in Sorrento and do day trips to Positano and all the other places.
Yeah, but Sorrento is by far our favourite.
But I loved Capri. I would love to do, like, 3 nights in Capri, because we only did the one night, because it was so expensive. But I would love to go to Capri for longer, because there was bits of it we didn't see.
Yeah. But, like, going back to Sorrento... So what was, like, your must-haves and your do-nots?
Sorrento...
Let's do must-haves.
Okay. I would say must-do, do you mean?
Yeah.
Go to that lovely restaurant in the pool that you can't book.
What was that called?
Amelia's.
Guys, it was so cute. It was, I had the nicest view ever, and it was just so sweet.
It was so stunning.
Really nice food. Yeah, but you can't book, so get there early.
Yeah, just queue up. Really the queue got really big.
Yeah. By far, my favourite beach clubs are in Sorrento. By far.
Yes.
There's a lift you can go down. We didn't even know this lift existed. And we were like, for fuck's
sake. Yes, just make sure you get in the lift. Do not do the walk.
Because the walk is, like, insane.
The walk down isn't that... I mean, it's bad, but it's not that bad.
It's the walk up.
The walk up... Oh, my good God.
I literally nearly died.
It's like... I don't know how elderlies would do it, to be honest.
You wouldn't.
Some old people.
You need to, like... It's like 2 euros to get in this lift. Just get in the lift, for fuck's sake.
And we were being I wanted to get the lift, you
didn't. I didn't, because we got there and this American woman was telling me how she got stuck in the lift for 3 hours, and I was like, I'm not going to get in that lift. And then I did one walk up and I was like,
enough, this
next
is enough.
Time we'll do the lift.
But yeah, I would actually do like, I could stay in Sorrento for ages.
The beach clubs are so good, guys. You don't need to book. The nicest bit was about 30 euros.
And then
the nicest bit that's like right out on the sea, and then the cheaper bit was like 20 to 25. And it's just stunning. Like, you literally go down the stairs, you're in the sea in a cove. Like,
it's so beautiful. It's like a different kind of beach experience. I loved the beach clubs because I love that you get like a beach vibe, but you don't get any sound on you. That's my pet peeve about the beach. You're literally in like a little like rock.
Yeah.
But it's cool. You feel like a mermaid.
It's so cool. And also like the lanes in Sorrento are beautiful, like the little lanes or like the gelato shops.
Oh, it's so cute. And I feel like you can't go to a restaurant and the food be bad. Like,
no.
Every place you go for food will be good.
Apart from the lemon restaurant.
Okay, right. So there's a famous lemon restaurant.
I don't know, but it's, you'll know.
You'll know it because there's only one lemon restaurant in Sorrento.
It's the famous lemon restaurant.
And we were so excited to go.
So excited.
We were calling up like left, right and centre to try and get a reservation because it was
impossible.
And on our, did we say it for our last night in Sorrento?
Yeah.
I think we did. And we went and we queued up for ages.
At like 9:30.
And it was late and we were really hungry and we got our table. And the man was so mean to us.
I've
never experienced like anything ruder. So basically I wanted to see the lemons. I didn't want my back to the lemons. I couldn't see anything. So I moved my chair around just to the side of the table. And I think this is what kicked it off, because he was like, oh, sorry, can you move around? I was like, oh, okay, that's fine. I just moved my chair back, like whatever. After that, it was all hell broke loose. We ordered our food. He snatched the menus off us. He didn't bring us our wine until we asked like 4 times for it, and we'd had our starters.
Yeah.
And we had a bottle of wine.
He literally wouldn't give us our wine. I was like, please, can you go and get our wine? He wouldn't. We ate all our starters before, and then we complained to someone. Didn't we?
Yeah.
And they told someone else.
And we could see them whispering about it, and then he had to go get us it.
Yeah, snatched our menus, wouldn't tell us, like, wouldn't ask us if our food was nice, didn't serve us for, like...
And then he laughed at us, didn't he?
Yeah. We sat down first, and then, like, 6 tables sat after us, and he served all of them and wouldn't
and
serve us.
And he'd asked, like, the couple... Like, there was a couple next to us, and he was like, oh, how was your food? He was, like, being really nice
and then wouldn't speak to us.
And then literally was so rude to us whenever he would come over.
But I will say, I put it on my story and actually tagged them.
Did they see it?
They didn't see it, but... I got so many DMs being like, oh, I had a great time with my boyfriend. And then I got so many DMs being like, I went here with my friend, they ignored me. So it's 100% if you're there as two girls,
they must be misogynistic.
Yeah, because everyone else that was getting service with a couple, and I was like, this is
if
weird.
You were there with a man, you would be
fine.
But he obviously
has an issue with women, because so many girls DM me being like, I went here with my best friend.
It's so weird.
I wouldn't get served.
I'm guessing it just depends what waiter you get, because some of the waiters look really sweet and nice, and then some of them, like, I could see them chatting away and stuff, and then our one was awful.
Terrible. Like, I would never go back to a lemon restaurant again, because the food was actually generally nice, but if you have bad service, and it's not even bad, it's rude, I'm not going back.
It's not like he was just slow, but when he came over, he was nice.
No,
and like,
he was
okay,
so rude to
maybe
us.
If the wine came with the... We didn't have to ask for it again, but it came at the same time as a starter, I wouldn't mind. But, like, the fact that he was actually genuinely rude to us.
Snatched the menus, wouldn't speak
like,
to
literally
us.
Snatched the menus off us.
You can go do one.
It was so bad. But, yeah, anyway, we still had a good time in Sorrento. We didn't let that ruin it.
I think Sorrento is my favourite. I want to go back to Sorrento next year.
I really want to go back to Sorrento.
So, we did... I can't actually remember the hotel we stayed in. It was a really good hotel.
It was a lovely buffet breakfast, because you know that's our favourite.
I can't remember what it was called, but it was
the
right in the town.
The pool bit
wasn't a bit nice, dated. But what we've learned is the beach clubs are so amazing in Amalfi, just don't bother getting a hotel to pool.
I would get like a cheaper hotel or Airbnb and just spend the money that you would have spent on getting a hotel with a pool.
Spend that on the beach clubs.
Spend it at the beach clubs.
Because they're so incredible, like they're nothing like you'll ever see.
But £25 a day does add up, that's the
it
only
does.
Thing. Like 20, if you were there for a week, it was 25 times 7.
What do you think I am?
Oh my god, that's like 100.
Do you think I'm like a genius?
That's a lot of money. 25 times 7, that must be like 200 euros.
That's how much is it? Tell us. Tell us in the comments. I think it's worth it though, that it's literally like once a night.
Just get like a cheaper hotel.
So we did Sorrento and then we got a ferry to Capri, which probably one of the worst moments of our lives.
Honestly, we had to wheel our suitcases all the way through Sorrento, like down all these hills. Bear in mind, my suitcase was broken, so the wheel like kept getting caught in the rocks and stuff, and like falling off, and just
because with all of these places,
it was tragic.
They're all like on a hill, so there's basically no roads. There's like
nothing's
two,
flat.
There's like two all... main roads, so you couldn't even get a taxi to take you from A to B because there's no roads, because all hills or stairs. So like to wheel your suitcase everywhere, you have to do it yourself. No taxi's gonna take you.
No, there's
so
no way.
That was a massive issue. Like if I was more, if I wasn't a social media person, I would 100% take a rucksack or a backpack. If I didn't have to take loads and loads of clothes, I would take a backpack.
The dream situation would have been to like have a base apartment. Like say we could have left Los Alfred in an apartment and just bought a duffel or something.
Yeah.
But that's not realistic. You're not gonna like
the suitcase
buy a hotel.
Like going along Sorrento was just
if I could have paid someone to walk along the wheel that suitcase for me, I would have. I would have paid like hundreds. It was awful.
It was awful.
And we'd like get to a point and we'd be like, okay, we're near the ferry point, and then there'd just be another hill or another road and we'd be like, oh fuck.
Yeah. So we did get the ferry. You have to pay extra for luggage. This is something I'm telling you guys because we didn't know that, and then it became like a big issue. So yeah, definitely remember you have to pay extra for luggage. Don't do what we did. And then we got the ferry. The ferry was like half an hour.
Really quick.
Really easy.
Really
quick. Really
quick. And we got to Capri, and Capri was just amazing. Like it was, I don't know, it was just like something out of like a film, because we got there and all of the taxis were like lined up, and they were such cool taxis. They had
they were open roof.
They had these little shelter things with stripes on them, and then they were like really vintage
like
cars, and all of the drivers were just so happy and like chilled out, and they would put your suitcases just like, they'd shove it in the boot and not shut the boot, and they'd be like, don't worry lady, it's fine.
No, so half our suitcases were just like out of this buggy, and I kept turning around. He was like, don't turn around.
He was like, lady, don't worry, like, lady, don't turn around.
But every
it's
time
fine.
I would turn around, he'd be like, don't turn around.
He was like, relax, you're in Italy, calm down. That's a really bad Italian accent. Relax, you're in Italy, calm down.
He's like, Davide. So yeah,
if my grandmother had wheels, she would have been a bike.
Capri was amazing. We stayed right by the designer shops, and it was
beautiful. Capri was amazing. That night in the, we went to this like, what was it called?
What?
The place, would you call it a club or a live bar?
Yeah, it's a live band. It's not clubbing, because I feel like in a club you don't have a band, you have a DJ.
Yes.
So it was more like it was a band, and they would play like Italian music.
It was so lively, and everyone gets up and dances, and they have like samba, like everyone has like a, what are those things called?
A tambourine,
and everyone dances, and it's like bella ciao, bella ciao, like all those sort of songs, and everyone just like is so like dancey, and it's just really fun. That was such a good night. That was one of my favorite nights.
What's it called?
It's very famous, like
it's
so many celebrities.
It's the only
I think J-Lo's been there, Beyonce's been there, Lady Gaga's been like every...
If you just look up Capri Club, it'll come up, because it's the only one.
And then next door to it, there is a proper nightclub as well, where we went in, there was empty.
Oh, Lord.
Because Capri's full of couples and like older people. Basically, we ended up partying with some Americans, and we're going to say...
Well, so, right, all we're going to say is, so we met them, we gathered they were wealthy because... We met their cousin, and the cousin was like, these are two of the wealthiest. But we kind of thought
it was a lie, because I feel like if you say that sort of thing, you're lying.
Yeah, if you say you're wealthy, I just think you're lying.
And also, we were told they were 19.
So, thank God, no kissing, nothing happened, thank
God. We just were dancing with them, and then we got their Instagrams, they literally had a school in their bio.
We were like, that's weird.
They had a school.
They
like
were from New York, so we thought, things are just different in America.
So we think they basically lied to us, and that's when we felt old, because we were like, if there's people going in clubs that are like, 17?
Yeah.
And we've been like, they're lying
but
to us about their age.
The next day we Googled them. Not only are they like part of one of the richest families in the world, but they were also, yeah, underage.
They were underage,
but like
one of the richest families in the world.
Age. Like they were like,
no,
yeah,
one of them was.
One of them was under consent age, which means under 16, and he said he was 19. And I literally was like, that's so sick. Thank God. Like, but it made so much sense, because he wasn't flirting, he wasn't.
It was just
whole conversation.
He would just like run around and like one drink
really
make
immature.
Him really drunk.
Yeah, he just kept running
like,
around.
He had like one drink, and
why
it made
is this man running
it
around?
Made him like fall on the floor.
Well, it makes sense, because he wasn't a man, he was a boy. Makes a lot of sense now.
God.
But they were literally like part of one of the richest families in but that the made world. Us,
yes.
Not just in like America, in the world. And we were like, holy shit, this is Capri.
We were like, only in Capri could this happen. But yeah, we
it
just...
happened in that club, so definitely go there.
Yeah,
you there might was meet. A, there was a family there and they had like themselves printed on these tambourines.
Yeah, they were from Brazil, Jesus. I think. They must have.
That's yeah, rich.
It must have been a birthday, or they must have just.
But Capri's amazing. Has all the designer shops. We did feel a little bit like it was a bit judgmental.
Yes, like it's weird. Like it gave me Saint-Tropez vibes, but like there was a lot more going on in Saint-Tropez than Capri. Like Capri's very small, and everyone in the street that we'd walk past, like we heard these ladies go, "Oh, cheap dresses."
Yeah, because we really dressed up that night. I wore like a green feathered sparkly dress and you wore like a silk white one with the flower.
Yeah.
So we were really sticking out. And when I tell you, I've never felt more self-conscious taking Instagrams in my life. Like I literally was like, Grace, everyone is looking at us like we're like weirdos.
The fact that someone, yeah, the fact that someone literally walked past and went, cheap dresses, like that's just what nasty.
What a bitch.
But
it wasn't even a cheap dress. Like, yes, it was ASOS, but it was like 100
Yeah, Zara's not that bad.
Hmm.
I'm sure she's worn Zara in her life. Probably not. Oh, also, Amalfi Coast, full of Americans.
Oh,
everyone in Amalfi Coast was American.
Drove us insane. Sorry to any Americans.
No, it was a bit, yeah.
Because literally there was like no one actually from Italy.
But this must be how everyone feels when they go to like Spain, because it's full of English people. I think because we don't really see how, we don't really ever see Americans, so they just, it really makes you realise how different Americans are to English
but
people.
But actually saying that, going back to Sorrento, we actually met a group of really nice American men that were there for a wedding, and we spent all night with them at the bar. Do you remember them? They were actually really nice.
But Canadian.
Oh, Canadians. They were really nice actually, so, you know, give them a chance.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would definitely recommend going to Capri. I don't think you need longer than like 2 nights there. Also, the beach clubs.
Oh, it's that so was far my down. That was probably my favourite day.
They're very far down. Like, no, if but you that can't was... walk. Not if you can't walk. If you're not very like fit, I would not recommend, because I was struggling.
Or arrive by boat.
Arrive. Well, that's what they did. They these boys we met at the club. They'd been the beach club the exact same day as us.
And they'd arrived by a boat.
I was like, "How did you get there?" I was like, "I walked." He's like, "Oh, we went by boat."
Of course, she did.
All right then. They're amazing though. Like Leonardo DiCaprio goes there a lot. Like they're really cool.
The beach clubs are so cool. But that was probably my favourite day, the Capri Beach Club.
It's so cool.
It just had such a vibe. Like everyone was just sat and like.
So definitely go to Capri. I'd recommend going for like 2 days, 3 days. You don't need long, you don't need a week in Capri. It's tiny.
No, if you want like a relaxing holiday, maybe. But
not even that. I think it's so expensive.
I think 3 days.
I think yeah. Because it's not that relaxing because you're spending so much money. Okay, we have a little break and then we're going to speak about Amalfi and Positano.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Okay, so after Capri,
we went to Amalfi.
Yeah, well, we actually, so we got a ferry into Positano, Well, actually, we went to this place called Priano, but we only went for like 2 nights, and
it's literally just a road
and some beach clubs. We went because we couldn't book anywhere else. Everywhere else was fully booked, so we went to Priano, which is actually a really good option if you are trying to save money, because it's about a 15-minute drive.
Yeah, so you can get a bus. There's loads of buses going into Positano, and it's so much more affordable. Like, all the restaurants are more affordable.
The beach clubs are lovely as well.
So are the hotels. And there's a really couple really nice beach clubs.
Oh my God, the beach club. I love the beach club we went to. It was so cute.
That could definitely be an option if you... To be honest, I don't think you need to stay in Positano.
No, we're going to get to Positano. It wasn't actually our favourite. We thought we were going to love it. But first, so yeah, we went to Priano. And then we went to Amalfi, which wasn't originally on our list to do, but because we couldn't get booked anywhere else, we're like, oh, should
we go to
Amalfi?
Which is weird that we didn't want to go, because it actually turned out to be probably my favourite, second to Sorrento.
Same.
Maybe second to Capri, actually.
It was so nice. It had like a massive square. And actually, looking back at it, all these pages I found that, you know, the posts, like the really aesthetic videos,
yes,
of like locations, they always post that Amalfi Square near the church.
Yes, with the croissant place.
Yeah.
And the bars and stuff.
We went to the most amazing restaurant. It's like next to the church.
It's basically in the church, and you get a whole view of the square, and like you just sit outside and
the church
people
bells.
Watch, and it's so fun. Go amazing there for food. An Amalfi. I can't remember what it was.
It had
called.
Really brightly coloured tables. If you see the church, it's on the left side of the church.
Yeah, it's basically says. Like in the
they, you'll see it.
It's in the church. It's part of the church building, isn't it?
It's incredible. Like it's so cool. And there's so many nice restaurants there as
and
well.
And it's just so nice to wake up in the morning, go and sit. And I think Italy's so good for like people watching.
Same.
Like just sat outside.
We just
cafes
sat with the croissant and you just watch.
Yeah, you just watch the whole square. And it's a fun time.
Amalfi was lovely.
And even the beach clubs in Amalfi were really nice as well.
Yeah, this is, if you don't want to walk down all these stairs, Amalfi was the only one that had like easy access to the
and
beach.
And I think Amalfi is actually more affordable as well.
Yeah.
And I think you can get boats. So say you wanted to stay somewhere a bit closer to Positano.
Yeah.
On the Amalfi coast, maybe stay in Amalfi. It's definitely cheaper and more.
It's
affordable.
So nice. And it's actually beaches as well. It's not on like a cave.
Yeah, exactly.
It's actually sand. Which is like the only one.
It's an actual beach.
And the beach clubs are lovely. We stayed
the
at
the one with the red. It was like really vintage. Oh,
it really had red umbrellas.
It really had like a 50s energy.
I
Amalfi.
Loved
that. I feel like Amalfi felt like it was
toasty.
More like, maybe more like authentic Italy.
Yeah. And it was
more
a lot
like
less
Italian.
Touristy. A lot less
yes.
touristy.
Yes. If you want like a more of a taste of Italy, then maybe go there, because very Positano and all the other places are very touristy.
Oh my God, we should tell the Airbnb story.
We thought our suitcase had been stolen.
We thought we got
because we
robbed.
Got there and our apartment wasn't ready. And he was like, oh, I can put them in this room. And it was a sketchiest little like shed room.
Mm.
And even the building, like it was made of rock. Like
yeah.
the whole
such authentic.
The whole of our apartment building was made of rock. Like, and we put our case in there. It was like a cupboard full of flies, and we were like, "Are we ever gonna get these suitcases back again?" And then Grace saw this man. When we went to get them back, Grace saw this man with the exact same duffel as me, and she thought he'd stolen my duffel. But
yeah, because we were waiting for our Airbnb owner. I called him 10 times, he didn't answer. And then I just saw someone walk out the apartment block we were staying in with a Louis Vuitton duffel.
So Grace was like, shit.
So I was like, that's that gone.
Bye, duffel.
Bye, duffel.
You're probably like, good riddance. Grace hates my
Louis
duffel. Because it makes me walk really slow and it puts me in a bad mood.
All you do is complain about it.
Because it's so, I haven't complained in a while.
Yes, you do. You're like, oh, this duffel's so heavy. But I love it now. Like,
you love the duffel now?
No, I love the complaints because I find it funny.
Why?
Because it's just like, I know you hate it, but you pretend that you love it.
I don't hate
it.
It's
so lush, my
thing.
No, it looks lush. It looks so nice.
I love the look of it.
It's so heavy. It's not designed to, like, I feel like, carry loads of shit.
The past 3 times I've used it hasn't been really heavy.
It's when we went to, like, Paris.
It's when I start putting MacBooks in it. It's when I start putting...
Heels.
Chargers in it. Heels. That's when it was heavy. Like, when I went to Paris, it was so heavy. But, yeah, it hasn't been heavy in a while. We're in a good place.
We're in a good spot
right now, me and the duffel.
But yeah, I thought her duffel got stolen. I was like, bye.
Good riddance.
But yeah, Amalfi's amazing. Oh, I recommend going.
We've said that about everywhere, but like, oh, Positano.
Oh, okay. Positano is, I think, one of the most hyped up ones in Amalfi. I mean,
we're making it sound like it's a dump. It's not. It's beautiful. Like Positano, when you get the boat into Positano and you see it from all of the cliffs, it is so stunning. But when you actually walk around the town, there's not as much going on as like Sorrento. There's not as much restaurant options. There's not as much of a vibe. Like,
it feels more like touristy to me.
And
there's no authentic Italian restaurants. They're all like really touristy, really hard to get into. You have to book like 6 months ago.
Yes, and vibes. Even like there's not even a nice gelato
shop. There wasn't one gelato shop, only restaurants that like had gelato on dessert menu, which I thought was so weird.
There's no like, well, there is cute shops, but it's just not, it's not Sorrento, okay? It's not Sorrento. Got the charm of Sorrento.
It basically just has like a little town which is by the seafront, which you have to walk down about a million stairs and hills to get to, and then there's like a little,
there's some cool bars. There is some cool bars
that were near our hotel.
You know, see the nice views with. And I did love Positano, but I don't think you need to stay in it. It's so hilly.
I think I'd even go back. Maybe for a day trip. I wouldn't stay
in Positano. I would hire a boat and see that. I think I like Positano from a view of the cliffs.
Yeah, 100%.
But I don't think you actually need to stay there.
And I just saw so many people, like, because it's definitely the most hilly place. Like, I saw a couple with a buggy there, and he literally went, I hate my life, why did you pick this trip?
Did you say that?
Yeah, I heard him say that. Because why, like, imagine trying to carry a buggy around there.
Even bringing a little child there, like,
it's not possible.
Their little legs just could not cope with it.
Yeah, it's not possible.
Not possibly.
We went to a nice beach club, though. I can't remember. Music on the Rocks?
It was near Music on the Rocks. It was Furlenda Sorrentino.
It was really nice.
It was something like that.
But it was the most exclusive, hard to get into club.
It was so expensive.
We went to this place called Chez Black before, and we met this waiter, and he was like, I will give you a slip to, like, get you in there.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the beach club, sorry. It was called Music on the Rocks.
Yeah, Music on the Rocks.
Because we wanted to go on a Saturday night.
Yeah, and that's like the most exclusive beach
club. The only night. Beach club. That's the only night everyone goes.
So he was like, oh, I'll give you the slip, and you can just walk in. And we were kind of like, whatever, it was literally a bit of paper, we were like, whatever. And then we got there, and they were turning so many girls away that were, like, really dressed up. We were like, oh, my God. And we only got in because
of this man's slip.
So go to Chez Black.
Was his name Anton?
I don't know, he's quite good looking.
His name was really flirty.
Like, whispered in my ear when I was trying to go for
dinner at Chez Black, and he will flirt with you.
And find him and get a slip, otherwise you're not going to be able to get into the club.
Yeah, on a Saturday or a Friday, no chance. That was the only you'll get in on a Tuesday, but it'll be a random crowd. We went on a Tuesday. And we joined
American wedding party.
Yeah, it was so funny.
But yeah, go to Chef Black and get this bit of paper because I'm
from Anton. You'll know who we're talking about because he will flirt with you. If you're a girl and you have a pulse, he will flirt with you.
And he's like the only young, like, hottie.
We really watched him flirt with everyone, didn't we?
He gave everyone these slips.
It was so funny.
Special, that's fun.
Did he give other girls a slip?
Yes.
Oh, you're joking.
Yeah.
And then we saw him in the club and we thought he would, like, speak to us, and he was like, whatever.
No, can I say what I did? I'm literally a genius. So we saw him, we were like, right, what do we do? So I went up to him and I tapped him and went, excuse me, I'm trying to get to the toilet. And he was like, Grace. And I was like, Anton.
Yeah, she acted.
I was like, what are you doing here? And I knew it was him. I'm such a genius at the time. It actually scares me how my brain
works. That was so slick.
I know, it was so slick, guys. You don't even know.
It was the slickest, most like Serena van der Woodsen thing I've ever seen. It's like, oh, Anton.
It's Anton.
Hey. You know when you meet someone at a bar, like.
Yeah, but I knew he was there. And I was like,
she saw him and her acting skills were on.
I'm such an actor. But yeah, that was really good. And then the beach club Grace is talking about was really nice.
I don't even know what the name was. It was the one that I was like, I don't know if it's called Flusha or Shusha.
There's a really famous one in Positano that Molly May went to, which is Orange.
Arienzo. But and you have to get a boat to it, apparently.
And that is a different level of expense. It was so expensive.
But I preferred our one.
Same.
Our one was like,
why?
Had like nice blue.
And we had like
stripy things.
A table which we could eat gelato on. It was so lovely. So I enjoyed that as well.
I did enjoy Positano, but I think it's a one-time thing. I don't think... There's nothing making me be like, oh, I need to go back and stay there. But Sorrento there is.
Yeah. And also Sorrento has this amazing church. And every single day we saw a different wedding.
It was to die for.
It was amazing.
I just loved Sorrento.
Next year we're going to go back. Sorrento and I'm like... I also think if you care, it's probably the most photogenic.
For Instagram pictures.
We thought Positano was going to be in it.
It wasn't.
At all.
We struggled.
We really struggled because it's so pretty from afar, but when you're like actually in it, it's quite hard to get background.
The cliffs were the only thing that we wanted to get pictures with, really.
Mm.
The cliffs.
but the boat trips are so, we found this company to do a boat trip with, and I thought it was going to be like 80 quid, and they were like 600. And I was like,
just
you know what, I'm actual,
for
right?
2 hours.
I think I'm alright, actually. Do you know what?
I think I'll stand on solid ground.
I actually didn't want to go on a boat, so that's really
Do you know what? I actually am seasick.
Yeah, literally. I was like, do you know what? I think I'm alright, but thank
I think I'll pass. Yeah. I think I'll just look
no
at the cliffs from
that.
Solid ground.
Are you serious? No way.
I think you need a big group. Mm. If there was like six of you, still on. There's still a lot of money.
No, it is. I'd never do that. Because Emma, guys, we were there when Emma Legger was there and Molly May. So it was just very intriguing.
Mm.
We were like stalking them to see what they were up to.
We liked, I think if you do Instagram or if you like taking pictures, you'll know if you're in the same place as someone, you like seeing what backgrounds they do.
Yeah, but she actually didn't really go to Positano, Emma Legger.
Molly May? Oh, Emma Legger. She must
just,
have stayed.
She just went on a boat trip and did that.
She
really
must have
nice.
Stayed somewhere else.
Molly May shot her PLT collection there. It's a really beautiful hotel we went to for drinks, and Molly May shot it there.
Was that Sorrento? Was that?
That was a Positano.
Oh, Positano.
I can't remember what it was called, but it has like these pink flowers. It's absolutely stunning. They're the live band.
Oh yeah.
She shot all her PLT collection there. Be the best place to shoot, like.
I would say Sorrento.
Yeah.
And then do a boat trip.
Positano,
if you can break the bank and get the boat trip.
The dream world.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, that is our amount of trip.
We had so much fun, and I feel like it's definitely a bucket list thing that we've ticked off. Like, that was like a definite thing we were going to do this summer, was go to the Amalfi Coast.
Yeah, that was like our top goal, wasn't it, really, to Amalfi?
Yeah, 1,000,000,000%. And I just remember being there, and like, I look back on like our photos, and I'm so happy with all the content we got. Like, and it just, I'm so happy, not just the content, but with the time we had as well.
We had such a good time.
We had so much fun.
It was so good, guys.
And I loved, and at the time it was funny wheeling the suitcase around, and I know we hated it, but like, it's nice to feel like you're kind of traveling and exploring places rather than just staying in one place
for
2 weeks.
Do. Yeah, it was like our first time traveling around. But I would say, if you're going, pre-book all your cars to go everywhere, because a lot of people rip you off.
Oh, cabs, yeah.
Yeah, for South of France, I've pre-booked all our taxis, but definitely do that for Amalfi, because you will get ripped off by the cab companies.
Warning. You will get ripped off.
It's a pre-book, for sure. But yeah, guys, that was the Amalfi Coast.
We really hope you enjoyed this episode.
And the next Monday, we're going to be talking about the South of France.
Yeah, is it
Monaco? We're talking about Saint-Tropez and Monaco, which are like the two of the most rich, affluent areas.
And we're going to say what we thought.
Must-haves, where you need to go, where you should avoid.
And does it live up to the
expectations? Would we go back? Is it that good? And also,
is it what it cracked up to be?
Is it worth
your
the money?
Yeah, we will see you.
We'll see you next Monday.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.